In Nome, school administrators are discovering there are fewer students in the classroom this year. That's threatening to take a big bite out of the district's operating budget. Paul Korchin from KNOM has more.
Incoming Superintendent Rick Luthy says Nome Public Schools has turned out to be way off this time from its annual enrollment expectations.
This year's budget was based on a projected number of 731 students. We currently have 670 students, a difference of 61 students down from what our budget was based on.
Given the roughly $5,000 per student Department of Education funding formula, that could translate into about $300,000 less in state money, not an insignificant portion of the Nome District's approximately $10 million budget. In response, Luthy says the district is already tightening its fiscal belt.
What we have done at this point is we have taken a very conservative stand on our discretionary money. In other words, the money we use for ordering supplies, purchasing textbooks, those things that we can control. We're kind of holding on a lot of that right now to see what happens. We're trying to limit the amount of money we spend in overtime needs. And we also are going to begin to look at curtailing some of the travel that happens.
The big question is, where are all those anticipated students going? Luthy says no clear patterns of student migration have yet emerged, but he has a hunch.
The financial impact of living in rural Alaska, I think, is beginning to have a stress and a strain. What we're very interested in watching over the next couple weeks is what the impact of the permanent fund checks going out may have. As families get those checks, that they may use that money to move to a place that they economically feel is going to be healthy for them.
Whether that means moving into Nome or out of it remains to be seen. Anchorage and Fairbanks schools are already reporting higher than expected enrollments this year. Luthy indicates district jobs are not yet on the chopping block, but whether that becomes necessary will depend upon if the state allows NPS a budgetary hold harmless option.
If we do not qualify for that and we have to readjust our budget to make up for a pretty good size loss, at some point we will probably have to look at positions. I don't think we can make up the dollars that we may have to and not at some point impact positions. We hope to not do that.
This year's official student count will be done by October 24th. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.